The Huronia Grey Jays took on the league leaders Barry Green at home in Perkins Field on August 16. The Jays knew going in that the chances of beating Barry Green, who are 7 games ahead of the lowest Tier 1 team and 16 games ahead of the best Tier 2 team, were very slim. However, the Grey Jays put up their best effort of the season and the scores did not reflect how well the team played. The first game started with the Jays outscoring Barry Green 5-3 in the first inning and keeping the lead, until the third inning when they lost the lead to go down 8-7. Thereafter, Green League superiority inevitably took over and the Grey Jays had to fight for every run. The Jays' defense did not yield runs easily. Great catches by Joe Rankin and Tom Rankin in the outfield plus strong infield play by Tim Sweeting and John Fisher made things difficult for Green. In fact, much of the Green offense was due to over-the-fence home runs. The first game ended 25-9 but the play was much closer. The second game was similar with Barry Green holding a slim 3-run lead at 13-10 after 4 innings. Everyone on the Jays contributed to the offense for the best hitting game the team has had this season with a 24-hit attack. Tim Sweeting led the way going 4-for-5 and 5-for-8 over the 2 games. As a result, the Jays scored their highest run total of 20 in the second game, which was also the most scored by any team against Green this season, despite being a 30-20 loss. The league has recognized the lack of parity between the city-based teams and the smaller centers. The annual year-end tournament will see Tier 1 teams playing only Tier 1 teams and Tier 2 teams playing only Tier 2 teams. There is recognition that this disparity will have to be addressed going forward. Simcoe Muskoka slow pitch standings Barry Green 22 wins 2 losses 44 PTS Aurelia 17 wins 7 losses 34 PTS Barry Blue 15 wins 7 losses 30 PTS Bracebridge 6 wins 16 losses 12 PTS Wasaga 5 wins 17 losses 10 PTS Grey Jays 3 wins 19 losses 6 PTS